Network. This is a presentation of the Blue Raider Network.
Live from Sam's All-American Sports Grill in Murfreesboro and presented by Russell Barnett Automotive, it's Kermit Davis Live. 1 hour of basketball conversation with the head coach of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
Stolen by Kerry Hammonds! Pitches it in the front court! Hammonds win! Good! And another SEC team goes down at the hands of Middle Tennessee!
Call 1-866-RAIDERS to get in touch with Coach Davis with your questions and comments about Middle Tennessee Blue Raider basketball. 1-866-RAIDERS. That's 1-866-724-3377. You can also email questions to radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. Kermit Davis Live is brought to you in part by Ascend Federal Credit Union, AT&T Yellow Pages, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, Embassy Suites, City Auto, F&M Mortgage, First Tennessee, the Governor's Highway Safety Office, Lewis Bakeries, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and your local State Farm agents. Now let's join Coach Davis with the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into Sam's All-American Sports Grill tonight, and welcome into Kermit Davis Live as we talk Middle Tennessee basketball for the next hour. And glad to have you all here on a, all of a sudden, a winter night. Yesterday at noon, it was about 68 degrees. By 6:30, it was about 37, and it's sleeting and snowing, but we're glad that we've got a really nice crowd here tonight, and glad to have everyone here at Sam's All-American Sports Grill. And Coach, it's been a good week for the Blue Raiders.
Well, it has. You know, we're looking forward to the week. We had a good home win against a good Florida Atlantic team that, you know, we're up 21 in the second half, and they've got some high-powered guards, and then they go to Western Kentucky and kind of dominate Western Kentucky for the most part. Western made a great comeback at the very end. They're up 12 or 14. So we knew what Florida Atlantic was capable of. And then you go to Monroe, and Chip, as coaches, you're scared to death because you go down there, and we know Monroe, watching on tape, is a much improved team, but you never know how your guys react. I thought we played really hard the first half, had a little lulls in the second half, but did what we needed to do to get a win, and in first place by a game and a half, and with a big home week. It's just nice, Chip, to be home all week for 1 week. I know it is for you, too.
Well, absolutely. You're exactly right. And, you know, you don't hit the road until next week from Wednesday when you fly to North Texas. But this week, two big games. Little Rock is here on Thursday at 7 o'clock, and then on Saturday, a 5:30 p.m. start time as part of a doubleheader against the Raging Cajuns as you start this second swing back through.
Well, it is, and you know, like I said, it's going to be a true champion playing 20 league games, and it's kind of fun because you're going to see every Sun Belt campus, and I think that's kind of cool. Now, it makes for a lot of long road trips because this Sun Belt's well traveled, as we all know, Chip.
Yes.
But it's going to be good to go to every place and have everybody come here. And you're right, to have Little Rock, who's in second place on Thursday night, come here in a big game, and then Lafayette at home, who had a big win against Arkansas State. And so, like I said, it's going to be a fun week, and finally we get our students back and make that place kind of live and electric again.
And we hope that with Thursday being the first day of classes, they'll have some energy.
Definitely going to try to publicize it. I hope our marketing department, I know they will with Marco Bourne, will get the word out in a big way. We'd love to have a lot of students. We missed them. And, you know, like I said, I think that, you know, our attendance was leading the Sun Belt. We're well over 5,000 a game. But the last couple crowds, we appreciate everybody coming. But maybe the energy in the Murphy Center hadn't been what we'd like for it to be. And hopefully
students lead that charge.
Students lead that charge. And hopefully. But the biggest thing we've got, Chip, with 20 league games, we've got 7 conference games left and a lot of big opportunities for our team and our fans to come see us play.
All right, there are a few ways you can get in touch with us tonight. You can give us a call on the phone, 1-888-YES-MTSU. That's 1-888-YES-MTSU or 1-866-RAIDERS. That's 1-866-RAIDERS. You can drop us an email at radio@goblueraiders.com. Or we do have question cards you can fill out and give to us here in the building. Our program is brought to you by Russell Barnett Kia of Tullahoma. Russell Barnett has been in the car business for over 32 years in Tullahoma and in Winchester. Check him out online at www.rbkia.com. Back with more with Coach Kermit Davis after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. Now at Russell Barnett, Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee. 2013 Kias are ready to move. Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. New 2013 Sorentos, Optimas, Fortes, and Souls. Available now at Russell Barnett Kia. 915 South Anderson Street, Tullahoma, Tennessee. Russell Barnett, a proud supporter of Blue Raider athletics for 40 years. Call 931-455-6066. Russell Barnett Kia, the power to surprise.
Many serious illnesses can be caught by a regular doctor visit. Middle Tennessee Medical Center and the St. Thomas Health Network have partnered together to give you immediate access to the best care in the area by creating Middle Tennessee Medical Group. With 2 conveniently located patient offices, the physicians of Middle Tennessee Medical Group are dedicated to the health and well-being of families in Rutherford County and the surrounding communities.
To schedule an appointment, call 615-895-3233 or visit our website, MiddleTennesseeMedicalGroup.com.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back in to Kermit Davis Live tonight from Sam's All-American Sports Grill. Don't forget they've got great $5.99 lunch specials every weekday. And they've got those $2.99 late night Sammies where you can cure your after the game crave. And Coach, we've got you got a special guest coming up tonight we want to mention. Torrin Walker is here. And Big T is, if there's ever been a gentle giant, it's Torrin Walker.
You know, and I'm so proud of T. He's playing much better. He played great against Monroe, and he played really, really good in our last home game. He had a good weekend, Chip. And, you know, T may start this game on Thursday night. If he doesn't, he's going to have a big role for our team. I think he's playing much better. He's scoring the ball. He had 8 or 10 points, and he gives us a great presence. Little Rock is a really big team around the goal, Chip, so Torrin will be a big, big part of our hopefully our success this weekend on Thursday and Saturday.
Marcos had a big game against Monroe, but I picked T to come on the post-game radio show on Saturday, and he did such a good job, and I tell you, he brought a thinking man's perspective to it. He talked about getting back into the lab this week, and then he said, Jim, and I said, no, that is your lab. With what you do in basketball, and you go do a lab, you're going to the gym.
It is, you know, the one thing I respect so much about Torrin, he fought some injuries last year and he came off a redshirt year, and he's such a positive presence in our locker room and on the floor, even when it's not going in the minutes that he likes on the floor. And that, you know what, for those kind of guys, Chip, it always works out for him. And that's why his positive attitude is now definitely reflecting, and he's going to be such a huge part of our home stretch run.
All right, we need to take a quick break, and Tim is on the line. We'll get to him after the commercial. But stick with us. If you want to ring us up, 1-866 Raiders. That's the number. It's 1-866-724-3377. Back with the head coach after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back into Sam's All-American Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro at Stones River Mall. Chip Walters along with Coach Kermit Davis for Kermit Davis Live. And quick trip to the telephones here. Tim is online in Murfreesboro. Tim, go right ahead. You're on with Coach.
Yes, thanks, Chip. Coach, I have a couple of questions. My first question, how do you feel that the rigorous scheduling has prepared you for conference and tournament play this year, or the rigorous non-conference schedule? And my second question is, how does the conference scheduling compare in the Conference USA compared to the conference scheduling in the Sun Belt? And I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate it, Tim.
Tim, thank you. You know, it's a good question. I think that, you know, an article came out in USA Today today about our program, and Scott Gleason asked the same question. And I told Scott, I said, I thought that, you know, our team has been very well prepared, that we tried to prepare our schedule like the NCAA Selection Committee would have wanted us to do it. And when you play Florida, Vanderbilt, and Ole Miss, and then you're at Central Florida, and even at Savannah State, who's a conference winner, and then you're at Belmont, at Akron. So we think we're very well prepared. I think our strength of schedule is around 50 or 60th in the country, which is a good number, Tim. And then, you know, I really believe this, is that Conference USA, it's, and I hate, you know, I don't want to look at RPIs. I have a lot of respect for Monroe. But we go to Monroe and we win, and we drop 7 or 8 places in the RPI. And so, you know, it's one of those things that, and it doesn't matter if you win by 1 or if you win by 50. And so some of those things that maybe in Conference USA, it may be better because of the depth of the league. I do think that maybe we can look at scheduling a little bit different in Conference USA because of strength of schedule within the league. And it's taking nothing away from the Sun Belt. But I think from maybe 1 through 12 or 13, maybe the depth is a little bit better. So Chris and I have talked a lot about it, Chris Massaro, and talked about, you know, scheduling and opportunities for next year. And I'm telling you, next year's schedule is going to be pretty good too.
Just from an RPI standpoint from the league, do you happen to remember there's 33 Division I leagues? Where did Conference USA come in a year ago?
I think right around 10. You know, they got an at-large bid. We were kind of right there, we thought, with Southern Mississippi. And what Southern Mississippi did, they lost 6 of their last 8. and their RPI never really dropped. And we got beat by Western Kentucky and Arkansas, and we kind of plummeled from like 35 to 53. And so, and they had two non-Division I wins, which it plays no factor, you know, in the RPI ratings.
Good or bad.
Good or bad. You know, sometimes it's better to play a non-Division I instead of playing a 300 RPI. So I think that will help. This year, I think Conference USA is around 11. I think the Sun Belt's around 17 or 18.
We have a great crowd here tonight, and we've got a great venue. If folks have not been out for our shows here, we started with Coach Stockstill this fall. Now we've got you and Coach Ensel out here, but we're missing one tonight. Jim Emery's not with us tonight, and I know he's listening this evening, so I know you know why he's not here.
Yep, and we favorably call him Cadillac. I can't call him Jim. And, you know, his great friend Bob Verbal, and, you know, when I play some golf at Stones River, Cadillac, I'm telling you, he can never make a putt unless he plays against me. He's made more winning money putts on 18 against me. I don't think he's ever made another one. So, but Cadillac is going to have surgery on Wednesday, and our thoughts and prayers will be with him. He's got tons of friends. I know he's going to – he's a tough guy, and he's going to do great on Wednesday. And he comes to all of our shows, and he's loved around Murfreesboro, and we're going to look forward to getting him back to games pretty soon.
He is Jim's a great guy. I've known him since I've known Jim since I was in college, and he had the gas station and convenience store right there on the corner, and you know, I used to run in there, and Jim and I'd talk football and basketball, and you know, and I might sneak me a soft drink, and I might get one on the house every once in a while if you know, by going in and talking to Jim.
He said Boots used to come in there and see him all the time on his way and buy his cigarettes and buy his cup of coffee on his way to work early in the morning. So
he bought his cigarettes. He didn't buy his coffee. I can tell you that.
I guarantee you, Cadillac gave it to him for free. But our thoughts and prayers are with Jim, and Cadillac's he's going to do very well on Wednesday.
He certainly will. In this segment, while we're kind of shooting at some different things, you had a fun afternoon yesterday. You told me on the postgame show Saturday you had one priority on Sunday, and tell them folks about your experience.
Well, you know, when Allie was in the hospital, a good friend of our family's, Carly Nichols and Jerry Nichols, Ronnie Nichols, their family are great friends of ours, and gave Allie 4 tickets to the Globetrotters. And so, you know, Alex Weeks, who used to play for us years back, was on the Globetrotter team. And so we went, and they had a great crowd, Chip. And I tell you one thing, it just brought back memories of when my dad took my brother and I, Bill, and a lot of our friends to Old McCarthy Gym in Starkville when Curly Neal and Metal Art Lemon was going through it in the early 70s. And I'm sure everybody here saw him at least one time. And just, it was 7,000 or 8,000 people at the Municipal Auditorium. And you just forget the smiles on young kids' faces when the Globetrotters play. And they did a great job, and we had a ball, and even through the bad rain and all that. So Allie loved it. We got a chance to see Alex. He seems like he's doing good, and proud of him.
He's the second Globetrotter we've had.
That's right. That's exactly
right.
Did
William Pippen play?
William Pippen played for the Globetrotters at one time, and the Washington Generals. They don't call them the Washington Generals anymore. It's the Global All-Stars or something. And so, you know. But
that doesn't really fit what, you
but
know.
But you know what? They're
they
just,
get beat again.
They're just as bad as the Generals were, you know. So I remember the Generals used to be green. But it was a fun Sunday for Allie and her two pals.
Well, that was great to hear. And it's good to see Allie out here tonight as well as your lovely wife. And you get it because you have a daughter that had to go back to school.
Claire's back at Mississippi State, so I think she's trying to come back this weekend for the games.
Well, she was emailing me on Saturday, making sure we got everything done okay. We'll take a quick break. We've got Keith on the line, and we will be back after this. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A GO account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per-check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your GO account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
All right, welcome back in to Sam's All-American Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro. Don't forget there are two great locations elsewhere, one in Hillsborough Village in Nashville and up in Hendersonville. But they have taken the borough by storm, and we're glad that we're here tonight for Kermit Davis Live. Let's check back in on the phones. And Keith, you're online with Coach Davis. Go right ahead, Keith. Maybe not there. We'll check in. Ethan can let us know whether he is there or not. I want to give you the headlines in Blue Raider basketball brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post. And our four headlines for this week: that Middle Tennessee has won seven of its last eight games. Coach Kermit Davis moved into third on the list of the Sun Belt's all-time winningest coaches with his 104th win on Saturday. As the winningest active coach, Coach Davis needs just 9 wins to become the conference's all-time winningest coach, surpassing Ronnie Arrow with 112. Middle Tennessee is undefeated at home this season, including one at Bridgestone Arena, and the Raiders hold a 23-2 record at Murphy Center over the last 2 years. The Blue Raiders have won 21 straight regular season games at Murphy Center. MT currently ranks 16th nationally in three-point field goal percentage defense, giving up only 28.3% from three-point land. And that's a look at your headlines brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post. And what off the list of headlines are you most proud of?
Is the 28% from three, for sure. And, you know, I think our defense around the arc has been fantastic, Chip. We lead the league in defensive field goal percentage. You know, it's just tough because of our physical long defenders, you know, and how we're pressing really kind of full court in our man-to-man for teams to get good looks. When they do, our team's not playing as well, but when our team is really defending in the perimeter, Chip, it just makes us so much better.
Do want to take a few minutes here. We'll look back on the two games that were over the past week. Last Thursday night at Murphy Center, the Raiders moved that winning streak a little farther with a 62-52 win over Florida Atlantic. And, you know, there's some old heads that are here that have seen a lot of games come in, but Greg Gant and Stephon Moody put on an absolute show the other night.
Yeah, they're really good, and they put on a show at Western Kentucky. Greg Gant is, I think, fifth in college basketball in scoring. He's averaging almost 25 a game in our league. And, you know, that's the strength. That's right in the teeth of our strengths. And he did. He got the best of us that night. He made shots and made tough shots. Tell you what he's done. He's expanded his game. He made threes. He drove it. He spun. He posted up. He got the best of two or three of our guys. And then Moody's a freshman. He's one of the leading freshman scorers in college basketball. So they're a handful. They're going to win some more games. They've got four league wins right now. And, hey, that trip to Florida is going to be a tough one here in two or three weeks.
Yes, it will. And Moody, he's a legit parade All-American. And how did he end up at FAU?
You know, he's from Kissimmee. And I tell you what, there's so many players in Florida. And I'm sure, you know, Mike and those guys got on him early and did a great job. And
I would imagine some folks got off of him because of his size.
Because of his size. He's really not a point. He's kind of a combo. He's kind of 5'10". You know, he really doesn't play the point. He just scores. And he's just a Florida guard. And, you know, and I'm sure going to Boca Raton, who can have a bad visit going to Boca Raton?
Exactly. And the way that Gant has changed himself from last year, he was a 10-point-a-game guy.
Yep.
Now in the league, he's 26 a game. You know, how does a guy put in – you know, not only do you have to put in a lot of work, you have to work smart to get himself to where he is right now. It's amazing to see him.
Well, I bet as his body has changed. I told him after the game, I said, son, you've changed your body. I mean, he has, and it's kind of his team. Last year, the culture of that team was, something was wrong with it. They had problems. And but Gant, I bet his body fat's almost probably gone in half. And he's just, like I said, he's more athletic. He can get to the rim better. And like I said, he's just a fourth-year guy that's fixing to be almost a 2,000-point scorer, which that's amazing in NCAA basketball this day and time.
And you guys came back with three in double figures. Marcos Knight had a good night with 13 points. Bruce Massey really, I thought, did a great job in ball game with 10 points. He rebounds so well as a point guard when he really wants to with six. And then Nico Hunter. Nico, you know, started out, had a great first game, then – you know, it took about 2 or 3 weeks, but boy, when the light came back on, he gives you such a different type of weapon that teams have to get ready for, because he can bring his guy outside and really open things up.
Well, he's a stretch four, and he can go off the dribble. You can throw it back to him on a pick-and-pop situation, and he can make a three. He's got to become a better screener, because when he becomes a better ball screener, then his pop is more effective, and he's got to create a hedge. And so those are things we're working with Nico about. But he's got good energy. He can score. He's just different from our other bigs. And he really has. He's improved, and I thought he had a really good weekend.
Yeah. And the situation with FAU, for them to leave Murfreesboro, and I think you may have even, you know, mentioned something as we were doing the radio show, you said that team can go to Bowling Green and win, and they did.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me at all. And take nothing away from Western Kentucky. I just thought that Florida Atlantic's a handful. I mean, we're up 21 in the second half, and before you know it, we kind of hit a lull in the second half, which we've done in the last three games, and that's just something we've got to improve on. But they can just score in tough stretches, you know, and so what we did is we scored out of our defense, Chip. We weren't very effective offensively, but we got steals, and we converted them into baskets, and we ended the half in a great way. James Gallman played really well, and we got to mention a couple guys. You know, James Gallman that night got a concussion. He didn't make the trip with us to Monroe.
Right.
James didn't practice today. He's kind of day by day. We think he'll practice tomorrow. And, you know, you err on the side of caution. Jacques Rogier got hurt in the first minute of the Monroe game, Chip, and he had surgery today. He's out for the year. Same hand, a little bit lower. I just feel so bad.
It was a different spot?
Different spot, a little bit lower. You can still see the screws. Drew showed me the screws, and it's a little bit lower. So, and it was on, both of them have been on uneventful plays. I mean, it's not like he's high flying. It's almost like he's just had contact with a guy's knee. So I feel terrible for Jack, and we're going to do everything in our power to get a medical red shirt, and we feel very confident that will happen. And because Jack deserves it, because he just, you know, it's been a tough year. So we hopefully can get James Gallman back, and because he's a big part of what we're doing.
Fans, the Kia brand has received a 5-star crash test rating on nearly all models and offer a great warranty that's a 5-year bumper-to-bumper and 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. See them for yourself at Russell Barnett Kia. They're our presenting sponsor tonight, and we'll hear from Keith Barnett after this as you listen to Kermit Davis live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto, shop where the dealers shop.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Shelbyville, call Deb Insel. And in Woodbury, call Mitch Wilson.
WGNS, AM, FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into Sam's All-American Sports Grill here in Murfreesboro. Chip Walters along with Coach Kermit Davis. And we're so proud that Russell Barnett Kia of Tullahoma is our presenting sponsor. And Keith Barnett is on the line from Russell Barnett Kia. And Keith, we have seen you darken the door of Murphy Center a few times, hadn't we?
Yes, sir. Ever since the Bam Bam Morris days, Chip, we have been there ever since I was about 13 years old. So 25 years now we've been supporting, or let me rephrase that I've been supporting the Blue Raiders. So it's been an exciting time.
It's a great time to have you on our show with us tonight, Keith. And I know that you all are in a construction phase right now that's going to make things great for people who come in there to purchase a vehicle at Russell Barnett Kia. But that means there's some inventory that's got to get out of there. So what does that mean for the customer?
Well, as our construction sale continues at Russell Barnett Kia, we have expanded both our sales and service areas to accommodate the business that we have already done and are continuing to do. But thanks to the loyal customers and the new customers from all over Middle Tennessee, in 2012, we look forward to even having an even better 2013 because we've added 3,000 square feet in our service department. That's six new bays and an additional 1,500 square foot in our sales department, trying to accommodate as many customers as possible. But I guess you've already stated that Kia's slogan is the power to surprise, and they offer a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's the best in the business. They have an all-new lineup of Kias from the Optima to the Rio to the all-new Sorento. It's the best value on the road today. It's the best-looking car on the road today. Our new statement for 2013 at Russell Barnett Kia is, we are the dealer for the people. And so make that short drive to Russell Barnett Kia of Tullahoma. We're located at 915 South Anderson Street. Or visit us on the web 24 hours a day at russellbarnett.com. As everybody knows in this area, our slogan has always been, why buy anywhere else? So that is our statement, Chip. Why buy anywhere else than Russell Barnett Kia in Tullahoma? And go Blue Raiders.
Hey, Keith, I need to get you on my staff now. I think you can sell anything. You can recruit basketball players, can't you? I guarantee it.
Sir, yes, sir. We look forward to being there. I think they play, is it Thursday night or Saturday night there at home? Which night is it that they play at home this coming week?
Play on Thursday against Little Rock, and then we play Saturday afternoon And so it's a big week for us. And, you know, you mentioned two great players in the past, Bam Bam, and another one comes to mind is Big Kerry Hammonds. Both those guys need to be in the Hall of Fame at Middle Tennessee. Don't you agree, Keith?
Yes, sir. We got to actually see Kerry just a few, last season at your at one of the games. Got to see him because I think his son was the played for MTSU this past year.
Yeah, Kerry plays for us. He made the big play, made the shot to beat Ole Miss, and the one against Vanderbilt. So he's having a great year. We sure appreciate everything you're doing, Keith.
Hey, thank you, Keith. Appreciate your time tonight.
Look forward to seeing y'all Thursday and Saturday.
All right, there he is, Keith Barnett from Russell Barnett Kia in Tullahoma. And Coach, that'll lead us into last Saturday as we kind of look back and we put the FAU game to bed. It was a flying day on Friday, going through Houston, getting into Monroe. And then on Saturday, you'd already practiced here on Friday, but you had a really good workout on game day. And that's one thing I think that comes with a veteran team is attention to detail.
Yeah, you know, I think this, Chip, is that we're guarding in the right way. We guarded really well in the first half. We gave up 19 points, about 27%. Offensively, we're still trying to find our way. I don't think we're anywhere close to where we need to be. I think our team needs to be a team that's playing faster and sharing the ball better, screening better, and getting in the 70s and 80s. I think that'll come, though. I think that's a good sign that you can still win games and not be at your best. So, you know, the Monroe trip was a tough trip. Coaches are scared on that one. I think Monroe has really improved their talent level. They had two cats that played great against us. And I thought we played really hard for the first 20 minutes. It's 34-19, a couple easy shots. I think, you know, the game's around 40-19. But give Monroe credit, like a lot of teams have done in the second half. They came back, but our team kind of found the right chemistry to finish the game off in the right way.
You mentioned some of their talent. Amos Olateo had 24 in the game, and he was just kind of hitting shots from everywhere, too.
He did. And, again, that's something that's discouraging to me. We had two guys, Olate and Gant, average about 24 a game at the wing position, and that's something we can't let happen. And then James, their undersized four-man, remember we talked about it, he reminds me a lot of Montario Haddock. He can go off the dribble, make some plays, and he had a big game for us. So a couple of those areas we've got to shore up, do a little bit better offensively before we play Little Rock.
But you look at a couple of things off the stat sheet, and it – has the hallmarks of what your team does when you win. You held them to 40% shooting. You out-rebound them 40-22. You force 13 turnovers, which they actually took care of it pretty well.
Yeah.
But you guys had a lot of assists. You guys shot it well. Didn't shoot it great from three, but you took advantage of your free throw opportunities down there.
Yeah, we did. We went 21-26, Chip. We've got to get better from behind the arc. You know, Raymond and Kerry don't score from behind the arc. James Gallman is not playing. They're all outstanding shooters. They have absolute freedom within our structure to shoot balls. And the biggest thing we've got to get better, Chip, is this. We've been up 15 at South Alabama. We've been up 21 against Florida Atlantic. We've been up 15 against Monroe. And in the second half, we've had periods of time where we've been outscored by a bunch. For teams to kind of get back into play. And for us to be a dominant team for 40 minutes, we've got to have better bench play, we've got to have our starters play better, and we've got to become a better offensive team.
All right, we tried to get Keith on earlier. He's back online now. And, Keith, go ahead. You're on with Coach Kermit Davis.
Sorry about that earlier, Coach. My cell phone died on me. But this is Keith from Smyrna. And with so much being written and said about the depth of this year's team, I was just interested to know, you know, how has team chemistry been affected with so many guys battling for minutes? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, Coach.
You know, Keith, I think that's in the ever-pressing world of self-gratification, it's the hardest thing to control in coaching. And I think our team has done very well in it. There's times that we have to address those issues on every team, you know, that you have to understand that you are where you are on this team based on the work that you've put in. And those roles change. And you got guys like Torin Walker, whose role may not be as big as he would like, but his ever-positive attitude and presence is outstanding. And then some guys struggle with it a little more than others. And so, you know, but our guys have bought in very well, and they've got one goal in mind, and that's to win games. We got to pull for each other. We always talk about having the loudest bench on the floor, which that seems corny, but it's a big part of college basketball and college athletics. So we address it all the time. And I've even, because I did it, today in film, we show bench reaction to plays. And it's on the film, you know, and I stop it and just, okay, now this guy dunked a ball at a great play for us. We got four guys up on the bench, three guys aren't. I mean, just tell me why, you know. So we talk about it a lot. It's a big part of our locker room, and it's something that we're trying to talk about desperately all the time.
We appreciate Keith's call as he checked in on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. We also want to remind you, as we take a break, Ascend offers a complete set of products to bring your financial goals within reach. Find out more at ascendfcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited. Coach Davis has a special guest. Torin Walker will be up here with us after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider football fan?
You can't show up at the stadium without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Well, where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of Blue Raider apparel, gifts, gear, and more.
When you think Blue Raider football, think the Phillips Bookstore located at the Student Union Building. Shop online at www.mtsu.bkstr.com.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back to Sam's Sports Grill. We've got a great venue here for Kermit Davis Live, and we have a really special guest. Big Torin Walker from Columbus, Georgia. Torin's a junior on our team. Big T, what'd you have to eat tonight?
I had a little chef salad.
A little chef salad. Chef salad for a man at 6'11 and 240. T, tell me why you're eating chef salads.
I'm going to try to get my body fat down a little bit.
Your body fat when you got here was what?
About 18, 19.
And now it's under 10, right?
Yes, it is.
It's around 8%. Torin Walker has changed his body. Unbelievable. His body fat is way down. His diet is good. I just want to see what you look like when you're about 45, T. You going to keep your body fat to 8?
Yes, sir, I am.
That's what I said when I was about 22. It didn't work out that way. Betty wished it was, but it didn't work out. All right, T, you've really had a good weekend. You had some really good minutes. Finished the game against Florida Atlantic. I was really impressed with your conditioning. You had a career high, 8 or 10 points against Monroe. Tell me, you know, the kind of fans, the reason for better play right now.
I'm just listening to coaching, you know. I'm trying to get better every day in practice. Listening to teammates like JT and Sean helping me out with plays, and I'm trying to be a better player.
Well, I tell you what, T, one thing you do, I think you're a really good offensive presence. Your foot speed has gotten so much better. You know, we talk about with big guys like yourself, the hardest thing for them is guarding the multiple ball screens. You know, because we do the same thing. We're trying to chase big guys into ball screens. Right. And I think that's what's been so much better. Monroe, FAU, kind of what was the difference, do you think, in some of the things that we're doing in the second half, maybe not as good as early in the first half?
Like you touched on earlier in the broadcast, I think we need to just run offense better. I mean, we're guarding good, I think we are. But we start off second halves very slow. I think we need to pick that up for us getting deeper in the conference play and get ready for the conference tournament.
Well, good. Your family. You got a great mom. Your family. Tell the Middle Tennessee people about your mom and your family.
My mom, name is Cynthia Walker. She's turned 54 a couple of days ago. She's a real good person.
She's great.
She's the reason I'm here right now, to be honest. She's always been on my tail about grades and everything, keeping me straight.
The funniest story was ever was that after you were coming home for Christmas, I think, or one summer,
yes.
And you didn't do as good academically as she thought you should have. And she called me, and she goes, Coach, she goes, let me tell you one thing. He goes, my son's going to come back a little bit different. I said, why is that, Cynthia? He said, because he didn't do as good in school, and his tail's physical work for Habitat for Humanity for about 3 straight weeks while he's home. So she was putting you to work for community service, and she is something. All right, T, I know you love music. What's on your iPod? What do you like?
Me, I'm more of a R&B kind of guy. I listen to Joe and Keith Sweat, things like that.
Keith Sweat's good. That's back my day. R.
Yes,
Kelly.
Keith,
Big T comes to my house a lot. We love listening to R. Kelly, don't we?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
T's the best slow dancer on our team. Agree?
I'm all right.
No doubt. I mean, I've seen him dance. He's won a few dance contests. He's got slow moves. I'm telling you. You mind? You got that deep voice like Barry White. You listen to Barry White?
When I was little, I did, because my mom used to play it all the time.
I know your mom. Your mom, when you came on your visit, she came to my, you know, and she listens to Barry White. I know she's a big Barry White fan. All right, this week, what do we got to do to be successful? And, God, isn't it going to be great to have our students back?
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to playing in the Glass House again with all the students coming back to school.
It is. You know, they create that environment. We're leading the Sun Belt. Western Kentucky's creeping up on us a little bit, but we're leading the Sun Belt in attendance. We got to get this thing rolling again, Big T, and it's going to be good to see the students back. Hopefully we can have 6,000-7,000 people in there over the weekend on Thursday and Saturday afternoon. I just want to tell you how proud of the progress that we're making. We're going to continue to coach you really hard, and I think you're going to be a huge part of what we're going to do this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Torin Walker, he's going to be the great person. I tell you what, he doesn't need basketball to be successful. He's going to be terrific. And, T, you're going to do well on Thursday. We're looking forward to the Little Rock game. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back in a couple minutes with Kermit Davis Live. Thanks, T. Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. Now at Russell Barnett, Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee. 2013 Kias are ready to move. Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. New 2013 Sorentos, Optimas, Fortes, and Souls. Available now at Russell Barnett Kia. 915 South Anderson Street, Tullahoma, Tennessee. Russell Barnett, proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics for 40 years. Call 931-455-6066. Russell Barnett Kia, the power to surprise.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/justlovecoffee to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in to Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Kia of Tullahoma. Chip Walters and the head coach on this dreary night. We do want to remind you, if you're out driving tonight, and everybody who's here on your way home tonight, be very careful, because we did have some sleet and some snow this afternoon, and as the temperature continues to drop, you know, bridges and overpasses like that will continue to get chilly and slick. Want to get to some questions from the audience. My boy T-Bone over here,
he's the best.
He doesn't look back, he looks forward, and he wants to know about when and whenever it does take place and we make the move to Conference USA, your thoughts on how the Blue Raiders will go in and how they'll stack up.
Well, T-Bone, I appreciate that. You know, we're in good hands on the move because of Dr. McPhee and Chris, and those guys will handle it in a very good fashion of when we go in. I think we'll do very well. You know, I was looking at Conference USA RPIs, and I think we'd be around first or second in Conference USA and RPI right now. Our recruiting has gone well. We've got four guys signed. We got a commitment from a really good guard from Oklahoma that we feel really good about. We got one scholarship available. We lose some really good players, but I really think that our team will have a chance to, you know, to reload and rebuild and do very well next year.
And he also had a second question, which earned him, by the way, four tickets for Thursday night's game.
Well,
and
good.
Congratulations for that, T-Bone. And he asked about recruiting, and can you elaborate just a little bit on, because you have a big class to fill this year.
Right.
And filling needs, to me, has always been much more important than worrying about the star system.
Well, it is, you know, and I think that when Case and Greg Grinzing, Monty has done a good job. And like I said, we signed four guys early. Reggie Upshaw, who we love, 6'7", player from Baylor, who's hurt right now. He may be out for the rest of the year with an ankle problem. Josh Phillips, 6'7", player from JP2. We love Marcus Terrence, a junior college player from Memphis. Eric Wortham's off to a good start. So we have one spot left, and we're just going to try to get the best available player, keep evaluating our team and what's our biggest needs for next year.
These last three recruiting classes were big, but because there is such a big senior class this year, was this maybe the most important class that you've had to sign since you've been here?
It really is. It's a huge class, and these guys got to come in, and our freshmen have got to mature early. They've got to have great summers. We've got to get the two junior college players here in June and have a great summer. So you're right. There's some big shoes to fill.
All right. From Arlen, talking about your 87-88 coaching staff at Idaho, talk about how special it was. And I'll start it off by saying that the coaching staff that was at Idaho that year currently has, as head coaches, over 1,300 wins.
God, it was amazing. In 1986, I went with Tim Floyd in 1988 as the assistant coach, and you know, Tim's well traveled with the Bulls and USC, and Larry Eustacey, who's won 100 million games, you know, throughout his coaching career, and Randy Bennett was our GA, who Randy has done an unbelievable job at St. Mary's, and we're all there. And I mean, we said after the first month, we're just hoping we're going to be there the next year, you know. And so we were just fighting for our lives, and we had more fun. And it really was. That group has turned out to have a lot of success. I was very fortunate to work with three really good coaches at that time.
Appreciate your questions. And Arlen, I know you have tickets, but I've got four for you to bring some from some of your folks over at your workplace and round them up, okay? All right, time for five random questions. It was so loud in here last week, folks did not get to hear the incredible answers that Coach Davis gave us on the five random questions. So this week, we pick it back up. Number one, you went to see the Globetrotters yesterday. Who is your favorite all-time Globetrotter? I bet it's Curly Neal.
You know it's not. It's Metalark Lemon.
Yep.
I love Curly Neal. You're right, because I played that position. But
Metalark gives the better press conference.
The guy they got Big Easy now. I mean, Metalark Lemon never missed hook shots from the half court.
No.
The cat they got now is a great entertainer, but he didn't make a hook shot yesterday. And I was just amazed. You sit there and you watch Metalark Lemon and just the way he entertained. But he and Curly Neal are the face of the Globetrotters.
Which shoe do you put on first?
Always the right.
Always?
Always the right.
Is there a reason?
No, it just kind of works out that way. I kind of put in the right shoe. You know, I wear different shoes every week, and so Drew's got me here. I got these insoles in my shoes, so I kind of, superstitious, I kind of trade them about every week.
When you were pledging the Pikes at Mississippi State, did they ever trick you into going on a snipe hunt?
No, they didn't. They didn't. You know, I was lucky. My dad was a Pike. My brother was a Pike.
Did anybody ever send you for a left-handed smoke shifter?
No, they didn't. They didn't. They didn't. In fact, I couldn't go through the whole initiation process because of basketball. They kind of gave me the honorary member deal, Chip, so they let me off kind of easy at Mississippi State.
All right. What's your favorite snack indulgence?
Oh, it's just peanuts. I can eat peanuts, and I can eat, you know, I don't know. I love any kind of chips or peanuts, and that's what Betty gets on me about. She's always got Allie and I on her diet at home.
All right. As much as you love music, do you sing in the shower or in the car?
I do sing in this car. I like singing in the car. I'm not a very good singer, although I was in a musical. I used to be in all the plays in high school.
I was in 80 Get Your Gun, so.
Yeah, I was in Meet Me in St. Louis, and Betty was there. I was in junior college, and I had the lead role for three straight nights to sell out crowds in Helena, Arkansas. Betty, when there were big crowds. But
and she's still married.
Yeah, she still married me. Yeah, so, but she's a little jealous of the gal that I was hugging up to in the play, but she got over it, Chip.
Well, obviously, good things work out and like they were supposed to. Well, that's five random questions for this week, and we'll have five more next week, and we'll take our final break. Remind you that Kermit Davis Live is presented by Russell Barnett Kia of Tullahoma. We'll wrap it up and look to the weekend coming up after this. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to the Blue Raider Network.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light. For all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. Now at Russell Barnett, Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee, 2013 Kias are ready to move. Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. New 2013 Sorentos, Optimas, Fortes, and Souls available now at Russell Barnett Kia, 915 South Anderson Street, Tullahoma, Tennessee. Russell Barnett, a proud supporter of Blue Raider athletics for 40 years. Call 931-455-6066. Russell Barnett Kia, the power to surprise.
Wright Travel is a proud supporter of MTSU's Blue Raiders and is the exclusive travel agency for MTSU. Wright Travel provides the opportunity for great travel services. Headquartered in Nashville, Wright Travel has offices throughout the United States and services businesses and vacation travelers globally. Contact Wright Travel, the travel agency for MTSU and the Blue Raiders, for all your travel needs for business, leisure, and group travel arrangements. For more information on Wright Travel, go to www.wrighttravel.net or call 615-783-1111.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Kermit Davis Live presented by Russell Barnett Kia of Tullahoma. Chip Walters along with the head coach. Final segment. And, Coach, we found out a piece of information during the commercial break that your boy Cadillac was also a Pike.
He was a Pike. So, you know, that's why I've never given Cadillac the handshake, the old Pike handshake, and probably won't. You know, I hate giving him the handshake on 18 when he beats me. So, yeah. Yeah, but it's there's a lot of good Pikes out there.
This week, as you mentioned to start the show, we'll finish it. It is so good to be back at home and to have the students here Thursday night because you're going to need them. Steve Shields' team, always just a hard group to deal with, especially what they do defensively.
They've been the most physical team year in and year out for the 11 years I've been in the league with Porter Mosier and Steve. And their team is well put together. They've got great size. Remember how good Neighbors – remember we had that great crowd here last year on the ESPN game? That place looked absolutely unbelievable. LaRon Dindy was fantastic. He had 24, and we won it in a close game, won by about eight. And so, you know, they're coming in at second place, and it's going to be another a really, really good test for us. But it's just nice not to travel. And it's so good. Like Monty said, you feel like you've been an NBA coach the last 5 weeks because we had no school. You know, so glad to get our students back. Our guys start classes on Thursday. And good to get everybody back on campus and that feel again.
Quick thought about Saturday against Louisiana.
You know, Lafayette beat a good Arkansas State team on Saturday. We'll have our hands full. And, you know, I love those Saturday afternoon doubleheaders. I think we'll have a big crowd with the women and men, 3 and 5:30.
All right, good luck this week.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, that'll wrap it up for us tonight here at Sam's All-American Sports Grill. Our thanks to Russell Barnett, Kia of Tullahoma, our presenting sponsor. And thank you all for being here. Be safe tonight. For Coach Kermit Davis and our studio producer, Ethan Lanham, this is Chip Walters saying thank you for being with us on this production of Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.